Week 11 brought the national spotlight to the River City.
Fellas, play start from the fast, huh? Let's ball under these lights, huh? Make plays old days, have confidence, do your job, trust the guy next to you.
Almost bell time.
Just 4 days after an emotional victory in Baltimore, the Jacksonville Jaguars were at Everbank Field for the first time in a month.
No break, that's what we do. Come on.
The Jaguars welcomed their former head coach Mike Mularkey and the Tennessee Titans for a divisional showdown.
Four quarters all night, and if you don't get it, if you don't got the spark, break it! Break it! Break it for your teammates! All night!
They were not kidding. The Jags won it. They go to 3-6 on the season and only one game back in the AFC South. Tonight, the Bold Rush. All gold uniforms, Jacksonville and Tennessee. What a great rivalry it's been.
Both teams got off to a slow start. The Titans led 6-3 late in the second quarter until the Jaguars' offense found some life.
Looks to the right side, fires it up. He's got a man. Allen Robinson's out there, makes a leaky catch inside the 20-yard line. They're going to wrestle him to the ground inside the 15-yard line. But Allen beat his man first down, down to the 12-yard line. Jason kicks it up, and the kick is good. Two field goals for Jason Myers, and we have a tie game.
The Jaguars would go into the halftime locker room tied at 6. Blake Bortles and the Jaguars' offense would open the second half with a scoring drive.
Dropping against a four-man rush, fires it, middle of the field, caught. That's going to be a first down for Allen Robinson to the 40-yard line. Needed 20, got 20. First down, Jacksonville. Play fake, rolling left. Got a lot of time this time. Pump fake, fires it deep downfield. Diving attempt by Allen Robinson. They're going to call it a catch just outside the 5-yard line. What a catch by A-Rob on the sideline to the 7-yard line. First and goal, Jacksonville. 20-yard field goal. He knocks it right through there. So Jacksonville has taken a lead on a 20-yard field goal by Jason Myers.
The Titans would answer on the next possession.
Mariota keeps it. Oh, that's a big play inside the 10-yard line. Marcus Mariota dives for the pylon. Touchdown, Titans.
Tennessee would hold on to the lead until late in the fourth quarter. But a big play in all three phases of the game would turn the tide.
It's a blitz by the Jaguars. Fires it over the middle of the field and is caught. And he is tackled. I think he's going to be shy of the first down. He needed to get it to the 25. They're going to tackle him at about the 24 and a half. Fields it on the run to the 32. Out past the 40-yard line. Into Titans territory. Still on his feet. Inside the 40-yard line. Inside the 30. Up the right sideline. Rashad Green knocked out of bounds. Inside the 10-yard line. Boy, is it great to have Rashawn Green back. A tremendous return. It's first and goal, Jacksonville. Straight drop. Looking, fires. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Julius Thomas caught it in the end zone. Bortles to Thomas, and Jacksonville has taken the lead.
The Jaguars would take a 3-point lead. And on the very next play, the defense would come up with a big takeaway.
Mariota looks downfield. Scrambles to the right. Now he checks it down. Has one of his tight ends, broke a tackle, got it up. The ball is out. The ball is on the ground. They're all diving for it. That ball came out shy of the 30-yard line. Jacksonville has recovered. Jacksonville has recovered the fumble inside the 30-yard line of the Titans. Anger gets it down. Jason kicks it up, and he drills it.
With just 2:19 remaining, the Jaguars' defense needed to make one more stop.
Great drop, four-man rush. Mariota scrambles out of there. He's hit from behind. He's hit from behind. He is hit from behind. Andre Branch sacks him, and the Jaguars have won it. Andre Branch with a sack, and Jacksonville has won two in a row and three of their last four.
What can we say? Great win. Great win. We're rising, baby. We're rising.
The Jaguars won back-to-back games for the first time since 2013, taking down the Titans 19-13.
It ain't always pretty, but they count.
We believe in victory! We believe in victory! We believe in victory!